soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 9th, 2015. Here we are, right at the very, very end of this age, and the things that Jesus has said would come as his own personal close disciples that he personally engaged in for 3.5 years, asked him pertaining to the sign of the end, the coming of the Lord to bring his kingdom. How would they know it would be coming? When would it be? What would be the sign? And Jesus outlined those things, what's typically called the Olivet Discourse. It's in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21. Of course, the prophets of old, the Psalms, the book of Revelation is the very revelation of that God the Father gave his son Jesus. And Jesus sent and signified it by an angel to his servant John, and John wrote those things down. That's in the book of Revelation. Daniel was also given the details about the last days, the end, and the catastrophic, cataclysmic events of world civilizations, that the last civilization that would be a unique kingdom that would rise out of the earth. But those things were sealed until the times of the end, and then they would be unsealed. There are disciples of the Lord. There are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is religious people. And what's happened, I sought to crystallize this for people. As you look to the Lord and want to have understanding, as you sit at his feet, this is what is absolutely paramount. You've got to seek Jesus. Do what he said. He said, "Come unto me." He said, "Seek me, come unto me, learn of me, follow me." He said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I say." He said, "You are a wise person if you hear my saying and do them." The Lord asked, "Why would you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?" That's Luke 6:46. Jesus said that he's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd that laid down his life for the flock. This is direct confirmation of Ezekiel chapter 34. A lot of people don't want to know Jesus. A lot of people don't want his voice. It's human nature or fleshly nature that does not want to know God. They want a tangible, physical representation. That's why they set up idols, something they can see, touch, handle. But God's invisible, but he's clearly known by the things that he's created. He's created everything from the stars of heaven, the whole universe, to the earth, to things that grow in the earth, the things that fly and swim in the oceans. And people are made in his image and likeness, though they behave as an animal in most cases. That's why God sent his son to redeem us, to save us, to spare us. But there's only so much time in this age where we're all being tried. Will we choose the broad way that leads to destruction, the wide gate that many go thereby, or will we choose the straight and narrow way that leads to life? Few find it. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. Now, there's a thing called religion today, and different types and kinds and shadows and shapes, flavors. They're even in the Christian world, so-called religious world. But there's one true assembly of Jesus, a body of Christ that is spiritual. They're a spiritual habitation of God made through the Spirit, not with hands. It doesn't have a man's name on it. It's not a schism. It's a house that's God's house. It's a house of prayer for all nations, all ethnos, all peoples, not Israel and Judah, all peoples. And this is what Jesus said in Matthew 21, 42 through 45. I'm going to read this scripture to you. Because we're talking about the contrast between religion and the kingdom of God, because they're at odds. And God has winked in times past with people's ignorance, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. And John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus, that was his calling. It was repentance, a baptism. Drench yourself, dive in, completely delve yourself, totally, 100% into repentance in the before the Lord. Repent of your sin, put away the world, put away your vanities, put away the wicked heart, and let God cleanse you, renew you, transform you into the image of his dear son, Jesus. And then Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. But John was a burning fire, a light, until Jesus came. And Jesus didn't receive the testimony of man. The testimony that bears witness to Jesus is God the Father himself, and has given him mighty signs and wonders that confirmed that the Father was with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Religion and the kingdom of God are opposite, yet they can seem similar. You have to have a discerning eye, and an eye that only God can give you. It has to do with your heart. It has to do with you preserving and sanctifying the Lord inside your heart by you picking up your cross daily, denying yourself and following him, walking in the light that he gives you, abiding in the Lord and his word abiding in you. That's what it takes. The world says you can have a little bit. You know, a little bit of leaven will leaven all through your being. You can give place to the devil and that'll do it. Not with Jesus. You've got, it's all or nothing. You've got to come to him, fall upon him, make him your Lord. And he will save you. He will change you. He will take out the stony heart. He will give you a heart of flesh. He will change you from being ignorant and alienated from God and wash you, make you clean. And he'll put a heart where you love the Lord if you're willing. In Matthew 21, 42 through 45, Jesus said unto them, he's talking to religious people in Jerusalem, did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Jesus knew for sure. He knew who his responsibility is. He's Lord. He's the head of the church. And he knew that he'd be tried and betrayed by this religious people and given over to the hands of the Gentiles. He knew it. They rejected him. They despised him. They hated him. And you could read this in the Gospels. Yet they could quote Moses. They love to do good works. Dun 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 dun. Therefore, I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, ethnos, bringing forth the fruits thereof. See, the kingdom of God isn't given to people because of their physical DNA or genealogy or their race or their stock. It's given to people that are born again, born from above, not of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And you'll bear fruit. It's given to them, whoever has faith and sincere repentance before the Lord. And whoever will fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whoever it will fall, it will grind him to powder. This is very, very important. You understand this. Jesus is the stone. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the Lord. And he's saying, when he says fall, he means bow, prostrate, obey, comply, yield, submit, do what he says. Don't just put on an act or facade. If you don't do that, it'll fall on you and grind you to powder. That's the judgment of God. And the chief priests and the Pharisees had heard his parables. They perceived that he spake of them. That's one of the few times they could really understand the parables of the Lord, because God hides the mysteries from the wise and the prudent, the arrogant, the wise in their own conceits, the ones that trust in themselves that they're righteous. Men, they have corrupt hearts, wicked, evildoers that are actually offspring of Satan, because Satan was a murderer and a liar and a thief. And he speaks of himself. He seeks his own will. He's a defiler. He twists the word of God, and that's what these people were. And when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him as a prophet. Well, to say it, crystallize it, this is what is happening now. You must fall on the rock. You must submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not enough to string scriptures together and tell Jesus stories and tell Bible stories and then create a newsletter and create a ministry and have people send you money and create an institution and work together with all the other guys doing the same thing and working in apostate religious networks that are false representations of Jesus and are vile and full of leaven. Here's the bottom line. You've got to do what Jesus said. He said, come unto him, learn of him. He says, I will be your Lord. Take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly. My burden is light. Take my yoke upon you. Submit to me. Sit at his feet. And I mean literally. Literally submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your heart. Seek him. Seek God with all your heart. You will find him. The word of God is alive. Desire the sincere milk of the word. Drink the Lord. Drink the word. Eat the word. You know, when you eat something, you take it in, you chew it, you mull on it. It goes down and it becomes nutrient to your physical body. The same is true about the bread that comes from heaven, the manna, the hidden manna, the word of the Lord. It is absolutely pure. Jesus is completely without leaven. Leaven is a negative. It's wicked. And what Jesus said was take heed and beware of the leaven. Beware, beware, beware. I've got to tell you this. A little bit of leaven will leaven the whole lump. In Luke 13:21, Jesus was telling a parable about the kingdom of heaven. And he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Who's the woman? Who's the woman? This actually has happened. In our world today, the kingdom of heaven does not come an observation. Jesus was asked this in Luke 17. The Pharisees demanded him, when will the kingdom of heaven? He goes, it doesn't come with observation. It's within you. In other words, it's in those that submit to the Lord. That there's not a physical representation in the earth. They demanded him. And then he told his disciples, some of you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you shall not see it. I'm going to read this to you from Luke 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Do you understand? It's a spiritual submission, because that's what submission in a kingdom means, is kingdom domain. King's domain. And that means you can't say he's my king, but don't do what he says. That would not be the kingdom. The kingdom starts with you bowing to the lordship. Aha. Verse 22, and he said unto the disciples, those are people that follow Jesus, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. They shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. That's a clear instruction by Jesus. Take heed and beware. Do what he says. There's so many of these admonitions by the Lord. They're instructions. And if you don't read this book, if you don't read the words of Jesus and sit at his feet, you're really in danger. You're in dire danger. Why? Because a woman has gone out and she took leaven. And she secretly hid it in the all three measures of meal until everything was corrupted in leaven. How are you going to know what's leavened or not? Because Jesus is unleavened. When you sit with him and you abide in him and you learn his voice, you learn his presence, you learn his holiness, you partake of his nature because Jesus is the true vine and you're a branch. And the Father is the husbandman. And it's God's desire that you bear fruit, and you will have the fruits of Jesus. As you abide in him, his nature will flow through you, and you'll have fruit. And as you do what he says, you'll learn his voice, his word, his spirit, and then the voice of the stranger you will not follow. You'll say, that's not the Lord. But as you do sit under the feet of Jesus and not set up other masters over you that are titled religious professionals, you'll learn his voice. Then when others come that have done the same thing as you, that are abiding in the Lord, that are seeking him and hearing from him, you're seeing eye to eye. You're speaking the same thing. You have the same spirit. And you recognize the liars and the wolves, the evildoers. That's the bottom line, what I'm trying to tell you. That's what we're going to have to do because we're in the last days. And now judgment must begin with the house of God. And then the end will come. That's in 1 Peter. This is what was going on right now. 1 Peter 4:17 says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? There's a lot of people that profess faith in Jesus, and we've gone over in many times these horrific illustrations by Jesus of people knocking at the door when the master of the house has risen up and shut to the door, and the people that were religious that ate and drank in his presence, heard his teaching, that did good works, mighty works in his name, prophesied, casting out spirits even. But they were lawless. They didn't make him Lord. They didn't do what he said. They were disobedient. They're going to stand on the outside of the door knocking. They were religious. They did great works, but they were self-deceived. I don't want to see that happen to you. You've got to know Jesus' voice. You've got to. The time has come. So, the word of God comes. It is written. It is written. We are to have sound teaching, sound doctrine. We are to align and correct ourselves where we're astray. And the leaven has permeated all of people's experience, their knowledge, their what they understand. And it's completely defiled. And the only way you're not involved in that, and it's a snare, is to have sought the Lord, is to have sat at his feet. And to learn his voice. And then you have an eye that is able to discern good from evil, true from false. And you won't believe a lie. You won't follow the voice of a stranger. And if you follow Jesus personally and not men, Jesus said you will not walk in darkness. You'll have the light of life. That's how simple this is. But will you do it? That's the question. The snare is going forth. The ancient plan that goes all the way back to the garden, the rebellion of the serpent with all his lies, is gone forth. And then from Babylon in Genesis 11, how they band together and exalt themselves and create a name, that they exalt themselves into heaven. The same spirit of Babylon has permeated through the world and defiled every world leader. Every single king, every president, dictator, prime minister, no matter what kind of title you give the secular world, they're all in bed with the harlot, Babylon. And Babylon is extremely wicked and illicit in her sensuality, her prostitution, her harlotry, her whoredom. And the world has become drunk with the wine of the wrath of her fornication. She hates God. She actually has murdered the servants of Jesus Christ. And one day, the day will come when God appoints a day to strip her bare, to bring her into widowhood, and to bring her into death and burn her with fire. And that's going to come to pass. There's going to be a rising of beasts, a very unique kingdom that Daniel has spoken of in the book of Revelation. And for 3.5 years, this ancient agenda to have a world order, it's not necessarily new. We call it New World Order, but it's an old idea, as George Bush Sr. said. It's an occultic idea with an antichrist. Its symbols are everywhere, with the eye of Horus on top of the pyramid. They are the builders that reject the cornerstone. They have another Christ. Goes back into Judah and Israel, apostate before the Lord. It's recorded in Ezekiel chapter 8, as God showed Ezekiel the prophet his broken heart over the whoredom of the leaders who worshiped the sun, who faced the east, worshiped Baal, and in the times of Jeremiah, burning incense to other gods. They turned God's house to a den of robbers because of the wickedness and their hypocrisy. A hypocrite. Do you understand what a hypocrite is? What Jesus said about a hypocrite? It's a person that has no regard for the truth. They hate to be exposed for the truth because they refuse to come to the light. They love darkness rather than light. They're condemned. They're wicked. They refuse to repent. They refuse to tell the truth. They're serpent sons. They'll not bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day the Lord says in Luke 19, bring those that would not have me to rule over them and slay them before me. I declare that people should fear the Lord, that they should be instructed. Be wise, therefore, O kings. Be instructed, O religious leaders. Kiss the Son, lest you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those that put their trust in him. There were Pharisees that Jesus outlined their wickedness because of their false doctrine, their hypocrisy, their false judgment, their death, their alienation from God, the bondage they put people into, the monetizing the things of God and ripping off widows. Loving the praise of man, loving to be exalted over people, loving long robes and titles. The Lord detested that. They had their schools. But the true prophets of the Lord, even Jesus himself, was taught by the Father. Even as we are taught by the Lord, in 1 John 2:27, we have no need that a man would teach us. But this anointing that abideth in you, the Spirit of God, it teaches you all things. The Holy Spirit is, Jesus left and sent the Holy Spirit. That's what I mean. Sit at his feet. He needs to be real to you. You need to know him. And when you do, you'll meet others that are of like faith. They'll be your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And Jesus told those disciples that he trained for 3.5 years, do not let anyone call you rabbi, for one is your master. Yes, Lord. He says you are brethren. It's the Gentiles that exercise rulership and authority and dominion upon the people. But it shall not be so in my kingdom, says the Lord, because he that's greatest is the servant of all. That's Jesus' example. So, the word goes forth now. Will you submit to the word, religious leaders? There's a difference between being ignorant and being willfully disobedient. And this is what we're going to find out. Because instruction of the Lord is going forth. That judgment is going forth in the name of Jesus Christ. The ambassadors of Jesus Christ have been given a word to speak. And they're either going to submit to the word or the word will be like fire or a hammer and break what resists it. The nations themselves that God raised up, if they have turned from the Lord, they shall be broken into shivers. Read Isaiah 30, Jeremiah 18 and 19. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He's a consuming fire and he's not changed. Kiss the Son, lest you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are they that put their trust in him.